A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Take care not to perform righteous deeds in order that people may see you. Otherwise, you will have no recompense from your heavenly Father. When you give alms, do not blow a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, to win the praise of others. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your almsgiving may be secret, and your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, who love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on the street corners, so that others may see them. Amen, I say to you, they have received the reward. But when you pray, go to your inner room, close your room, and pray to your Father in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites. They reflect their appearances, so that they may appear to others to be fasting. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, so that you may not appear to others to be fasting, except to your Father in heaven. And your Father who sees what is hidden will repay you." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. My dear friends in Christ, this Gospel, Jesus was reminding the apostles what it means to pray, what it means to fast, and what it means to give alms. And this instruction redefines and helps us to have a deeper meaning of prayer, fasting, and abstinence. First of all, when we pray, we are communing with God. It is an interaction between us and God. In other words, our focus should be on that and not on the things around us. Because when we focus on things around us, it means that our focus has been distorted. It will now bring a disconnect between us and God. When we give almsgiving or when we help people, every almsgiving should be as a way to appreciate God and not as a way to please the receiver. In preface, I think number 5, it says, "Our prayer does not add anything to God, but our prayer is our thanksgiving to God." In other words, whether we pray to God or we do not pray to God, it doesn't add anything to God. We are the people that need Him. He has poured out His love on us. He has loved us. Whether we pray or not, God keeps existing. So we are the ones that need Him. So when we pray, we are expressing our thanksgiving to Him. Likewise, when we give alms, we are expressing our thanksgiving to God. So we give alms not that we have excess, no. We give alms because it is a way to appreciate what God has done for us. We give alms not to impress the receiver. We give alms not to make people around to see us and to praise us. Our giving alms should be our thanksgiving to God. For example, you are driving on the road and you see someone who is out there begging. What comes to mind is, oh, God, thank you for giving me shelter. God, thank you for providing for me. And out of what we have, we now share with the person in need. So when we share with that person, we are expressing our deep gratitude to God. So that is what Jesus wanted the disciples to understand. And also, this is what He's telling us today. He wants us to understand it properly. So, my dear friends in Christ, He also mentioned that when we fast, we should not fast in order to impress others. Rather, we fast so that our soul will transcend and have communion with God. That's the reason why we fast. When we fast, we try to deny ourselves comfort. We try to deny our body that pleasure. So by denying that, we are trying to help our soul to do what? To transcend and have this deeper relationship and have deeper communication with God. That is the essence of fasting. So we can see that God's intention is for us to have this relationship. Always. He doesn't want us to be distracted. Because remember, I keep telling us that all of us, we are on a journey. We came from God, and we are returning back to God. So every day is a step forward to God. So His intention is to make sure that nothing distracts us. He wants us to focus. He wants us to have this deeper connection with Him so that we will be sustained until we return back to Him. That is why every day He keeps reminding us the necessary things, the necessary steps we have to take so that we will not be distracted. So let us keep this in mind. Today, He has told us not to show off. He has told us to concentrate. So let us try to apply this within this week. As we go out from here, let this be on our minds. Let's keep meditating on what He wants us to do. The more we meditate, the more we connect ourselves. May God continue to help us, and may His word be our stepping stone to our success. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. Amen.